A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that has just come out or is coming out. My name is Ben.
And my name is James.
James, you've been playing Back 4 Blood, which as of last night, I believe, was released on Game Pass for PC and Xbox players, and I believe is now just generally available everywhere. For free, certainly, as part of your Game Pass subscription.
It's out there. It's certainly out there for Game Pass. Yeah. Been checking it out recently. It's it is a Left 4 Dead, but not in name.
I played the Back 4 Blood beta when that came out.
Yeah,
and I also played a little bit of Evolve, which was Turtle Rock. It's Turtle Rock, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. They
their post Left 4 Dead game, which didn't go so well. Obviously, they're hoping to return to winning ways here with Back 4 Blood. The beta was pretty good, I thought. So how is the full game?
I was a bit flippant just then saying, oh, it's just basically Left 4 Dead. I mean, yeah. Left 4 Dead was a great game. Yeah. This is also a pretty great game.
Good.
They're definitely, I would say they're back to winning ways in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what you're going to get with this sort of game.
Yeah.
It is, like, all the promotion material beforehand was all targeted towards, like, hey, remember Left 4 Dead? We're the guys that made it originally. Hey. Back 4 Blood is basically more of the same, but it's modernized.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels a lot slicker and a lot more like... because if you go back to Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 nowadays, you'll notice a lot of like aiming down sights. That's not a thing. You don't need that. That's just silly. And various different things are like quite dated now. This, you can aim down sights, things feel a lot more smooth, and it's kind of got that almost like, you know, Call of Duty style like sheen to it.
Okay.
In terms of like FPS, it starts off like you'd expect, just a really badass like opening trailer showing, oh, here's the four survivors.
Oh my god,
you've got Mom, who's like just, I assume, an ironic name because she's an older lady.
Karate granny.
yeah, back off, grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten the other characters' names. There's one, the noob, we're just going to call him the new guy.
Yeah. Lady who has like a machete, is there? She's got some kind of, or is it like a baseball bat? She's got like a special weapon.
One of them definitely has a machete, but
okay.
On that subject, yeah, you've got like the four characters, but you also have, after you play a few levels, you get introduced to four more characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get onto that like in a little bit, because it does seem like they've packed in a lot more to this game. But talking about the different bonuses, and like, one may have a machete, you do get different like bonuses per character now. So that's one of the ways that they've kind of modernized it and updated it, made, you know, added a bit more to provide a bit more longevity for it. So basically, you have, depending on who you pick, you have like different abilities. You have like a different, you start off with a different like secondary weapon. You can still pick up like weapons in the field and like, yeah, you know, you're going by and you see like a sweet shotgun and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna pick that. And then you die and you're like, should have stuck with the big machine gun. Mm-hmm. Whoops. But you also have cards and upgrades. So like there's a card system. I don't know if this was like obvious in the beta or whether they just threw you right into the gameplay.
You had access to very limited amount of cards, and I need your advice here. Yeah. Because when I hear card system,
my brain
starts to, like, I can feel bits of my brain start to shut down. Mm-hmm. Because I do not care for card systems at all.
It's like a trigger word.
Yeah, is it well handled in the full game?
Honestly, it is fine. Just don't picture it like cards at all. It's not. It's only like a card, only a name.
So it's like basically like system,
it's almost a perk system. Okay. I suppose the only way that it does sort of resemble like the cards, it's fairly easy enough. You have like all these different upgrades. There are quite a lot of them. So if that's something that, you know, you just want to get in and get into the shooting, that can be a bit overwhelming at the start. But I feel like it may put some people off. But equally, it may add some more, like I said before, like longevity to a game that's, you know, very arcadey still in its nature. But you start off and you have like a default sort of deck, and as you progress, like, you can unlock more things. So it's, you know, a sense of progression there. Mm-hmm. And it's just bonuses like, you know, extra health or like reload speed, or it can be like some quite powerful bonuses. I think it was like an extra life and a few other things, but you're slightly slower or something
okay,
like that.
Okay.
But in this respect, like, you can pick out a maximum like deck. So there is, you know, some like micromanagement to it. But for each run through, you basically, that gives you like the options of what bonuses you could get in a run through or perks. I'm not gonna say the C word, no, the naughty C word.
We can't say that.
But yeah, basically it's that. And then as you play through, the longer you like each mission you go through, you get to another safe room. You get to pick from like a random selection of the remaining cards in that deck. So
okay.
Yeah, you can customize like your playthrough depending on, well, how you want to play, and like if things are like certainly more difficult, or you know you're expecting a challenge from a certain map, then you can change your bonuses and prepare for it. So it's interesting.
How are the difficulty spikes? Because I found that when I was playing the beta, it would be really easy for a while, and then suddenly, because there's much like the original Left 4 Dead, as far as I understand, there's sort of like an invisible director, which is an AI that changes things on the fly. Certain rooms will be open or shut, or there'll be more zombies here or no zombies here. Mm. At certain points, it could bottleneck to the extent where it just suddenly became really, really hard, seemingly out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I believe the director seems to be the only thing they didn't change the name of for legal reasons. I think they got to keep that part in the, you know, agreement, the split agreement.
Left for director.
But, it does get a bit tricky.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In places, I can't really speak because I was a big baby and played on recruit mode the whole time.
Okay.
Half the time, like, you know, you might see some footage showing a bit of all sorts, but a lot of the time I play, like, it starts you off in solo. And I believe there's a little bit of controversy about that in a minute, because you can't record achievements or make progress in solo mode. But I seem to make progress and it seemed to save my stuff fine. So I don't know about that.
That's weird.
Yeah, but the overall, like, campaign matchmaking, absolutely fine.
Yeah,
it certainly bottlenecked still, even on the easiest difficulty, a couple of times. I was like, man, I'm close to death. Oh, God, I have died. Well, yeah. Whoops. Guess I'm not cut out for the zombie apocalypse. But yeah, it is certainly interesting in that, like, respect of, like, there are the different, you know, special infected. They're called Riddens, you know, I was saying about, like, the different names for it. They're familiar enough. So, like, you'd have, like, a spitter and, like, your boomer, I think they were called, from Left 4 Dead, but just different names, and they have slightly different, like, variations. Sometimes they can just all pile in at once, and it's just, oh dear.
yeah, it all comes down at the same time. Okay, there's a sort of, like, there's a hub area, isn't there, for this game?
Yeah.
Rather than just a sort of a main menu, you can run around a little fort.
Yeah, you know? I was kind of surprised at that, because I had to, like, stop playing halfway through. So when you start up, another thing that's worth noting, like, when you do start up, it boots you straight to, like, accessibility
right.
menus.
Well, that's so good.
And that's, quite nice. So there's a lot of options there. But once you sort of through the campaign, I had to stop and close the game, like, after a bit, went back to it later, and it just threw me up in this fort, and I'm like, what have I missed? What's going on here? But it's a cool little thing. You can access everything in the menu anyway. So it's like, an extra bit of set dressing, and there's not a lot of things you can really do. It's not like, hey, go and talk to this character. So that's maybe a little bit undercooked, where they could have, like, bolstered it up and given some more, I don't know, some more backstory to some of the characters, really. Like,
so it's,
like that.
It's practically a menu, but you have to run across a courtyard to access a different part.
It's a pretty version of a menu, but you can also just use a menu. So it's not,
Yeah,
you're not forced into it.
There's versus multiplayer as well, I think. There's, like, the infected versus survivors or something.
So they call it swarm mode.
Okay.
And I was a little bit is very interesting. Very interesting in terms of, like, it's that sort of Left 4 Dead thing where you play as the infected and then you play as, like, survivors and you sort of swap around. Didn't seem to be quite as interesting in terms of, like, because I remember, I'm pretty sure in the original Left 4 Dead's, you could actually, it was the whole sort of campaign map run through, and you would pop up at various points in the map. Whereas this, it is literally like a survival. So you're stuck in, like, a sort of an arena, and it's a very slowly closing circle. You're not trying to progress; you're just trying to survive,
right?
As the survivors. So that's. Maybe I was a little bit disappointed that it wasn't, like, integrated fully into, like, a counter-operative campaign, like, that sort of thing. But, it was a lot of fun still, fun.
It's just another option, isn't it? It's just another thing you can do. One thing I was going to ask, actually, because obviously there have been a few imitators of Left 4 Dead over the years and sort of the vacuum left by it. One of them was World War Z, which we covered on this channel in its early days. And I will say, for all the extra sheen and polish that Back 4 Blood had, certainly in the beta that I played, a couple of months ago, it's difficult to put into words. I would say, when I say it's perfectly serviceable, I don't mean it's a bad game. I just mean, yes, it is a co-op zombie shooter. And that's exactly the same way I felt about World War Z, in that has... Has Back 4 Blood reclaimed the crown, or is it really just, at this point, another squad-based zombie shooter?
I feel like it's always going to have that pedigree because, you know, it's got the extra push behind it, and everybody knows, even from the title alone, like, you know, it's the guys that did Left 4 Dead. Yeah. So there is that level. It's very, very polished in that respect. I think in terms of, like, I didn't see any bugs apart from, like, when we had a bot sort of replace somebody that dropped out.
Yeah.
And they were a little bit... Yeah, they were a little bit just buggy, really. But, yeah, honestly, it's a lot of fun, like, in terms of... Because it is quite an arcadey thing. I know what you mean. It's another zombie shooter. I'm kind of, like, a bit sort of put off by that, and it just feels very, like... You know, it's the most video game kind of thing that you can do. It's
which
like,
is a good
hey, shoot
thing,
some zombies.
But if there are lots of them in that genre, how do you stand out?
That's it. And I think they are just banking on that reputation at this point. Mm. But at the same time, I think it's up there with the best.
Excellent.
At this point. So, and again, it's one of those that you will have like an absolute blast playing with mates as well. Random matchmaking. I could only do random matchmaking last night.
Yeah.
And that was fun enough, but I think everybody's just, you know, trying to figure out what the hell you're supposed to do. Like, it mixes things up enough with like objectives and things as well. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, yeah, you know what you're getting into. It's one of those sort of hop in, like, get a few mates to shoot some zombies with, basically. Yeah. And I feel like in that respect, especially with like the upgrade system, it's a bit more incentive to like try and like go for higher difficulties and that sort of thing. It's done really well. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, recommended then.
I'd say so, yeah. Especially if you already have Game Pass, it's absolutely worth a download.
Just get it. Just go and flipping
get bloody it. Do it.
Well then, Back 4 Blood, more like Back 4 Buds, because you can have four buds, and they're back.
Oh, fantastic.
And you can watch their backs. See, it's clever on several levels.
That's very good. That's very good. I haven't thought of it. Back 4 Blood, more like Back 3 Blood, because it's like the third game,
man,
really.
I was just thinking that. Oh, you took the words out of my brain.
Bam.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, you know what? I've got nothing to answer to that. That's exactly what I was going to say. Well,
nailed
there
it.
We are. If you're getting Back 4 Blood, of course, let us know in the comments. And we'll be back very soon with another Quipscope. Until
we'll
next time, take care,
blood.
Everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.